A report says private investment is the key to future environmental technologies. EPA has a new fine particulate rule, and senators are jumping off the ethanol bandwagon. Today is May 9th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA released a report this week that documents the means for future growth of environmental technology. The new report identifies actions that EPA and the investment community can take and partnerships they can create to achieve the goal of greater long-term private sector investment in the commercialization of environmental technologies. The report was issued by an EPA Independent Advisory Committee, the National Advisory Council for Environmental Policy and Technology, or NACEPT. The report is titled EPA and the Venture Capital Community, Building Bridges to Commercialize Technology, April 2008. It is the third in a series of reports by the NACEPT Environmental Technology Subcommittee. The earlier reports on environmental technology are EPA Technology Programs, Engaging the Marketplace, and the second is EPA Technology Programs and Interagency Coordination. Coming up, rising food prices have caused a group of Republican senators to ask EPA to ignore parts of the new energy bill, and EPA has a new list of steps for meeting PM 2.5 standards under NSR, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
This past winter, Democrats and Republicans on the Hill celebrated a new energy bill that called for a remarkable hike in the amount of energy the U.S. produces from renewable sources, namely ethanol. But with food prices rising, a group of Republican senators, some of whom previously championed ethanol energy, are no longer so sure about it. 22 Republican senators, including presidential candidate Senator John McCain, sent a letter to EPA asking Administrator Johnson to find ways around the new energy bill. The letter says the agency has the authority to waive or restructure the demand for a 500% increase in the U.S. ethanol production by 2022. EPA this week issued a final rule further outlining steps that state, local, and tribal governments must take to reduce fine particulate pollution. The new PM 2.5 rule describes how to apply new source review rules at facilities that emit fine particulates. The rule affects areas that do not meet the 1997 PM 2.5 standards. Those areas must meet the standards by 2010. Today's rule complements the agency's PM 2.5 final implementation rule issued on April 25, 2007, which addresses the non-new source review provisions of PM 2.5 National Ambient Air Quality Standards, or NAAQS. A related rule, proposed on September 21, 2007, would complete the PM 2.5 pre-construction review program framework by establishing increments, significant impact levels, and significant monitoring concentrations for EPA's Prevention of Significant Deterioration program. Together, EPA said, these three rules will establish the framework for implementing pre-construction permit components of the 1997 PM 2.5 standards. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.